From StoryFlow, this is your daily audio brief. Jessica, September 10th, the day in 10. Let's begin with the story drawing the most coverage. Let's get into it. First, from the Hindu top, Supreme Court dismisses gangster Abu Salem's plea claiming completion of 25-year prison term. The former member of Underworld Don Dawood Ibrahim's syndicate was extradited from Portugal to India in 2005 in the Mumbai Blasts case after the Indian government gave a sovereign assurance that he would not be imprisoned for more than 25 years. Cairo/Washington/Dubai. September, President Donald Trump said he expected the war with Iran to end after the November U.S. midterm elections and threatened again to attack a site associated with the Islamic Republic's nuclear program after the two sides launched their biggest wave of attacks on Sh. Ipping since the start of the six-month-old war. Next, second, from Straits Times, Trump says Iran war to end after U.S. midterm elections, threatens to attack Pickex Mountain. Up next, third, from Channel News Asia, Gentlewoman, the popular Thai fashion label, will open its first Singapore store on Oct 15. Gentlewoman is known for its iconic canvas tote bag as well as its accessible fashion items. Popular Thai fashion label Gentlewoman will open its first store in Singapore on Oct 15 at 313 at Somerset. Known for its accessible everyday wear items, Gentlewoman was founded in Bangkok in 2018 by Raya Wanapinio, Sirpa Ruanwathisakalchai, and Jitban Sirwatanamathankal. In recent years, its canvas tote bag has been a familiar sight across Southeast Asia, with many praising its durability, affordability, and recognizable design. And then, fourth, from Bloomberg Markets, Asian ports snarled as El Niño fuels busy typhoon season. Next, fifth, from BBC News Top, he's massive. Meet Hugo, the world's tallest horse. A Shire horse that has entered the record books as the world's tallest living horse could exceed his height as he is still growing, his owner has said. Hugo, who lives in Towcester, Northamptonshire, has already reached an abnormal 199 cm tall, about 6.5 ft to the withers. Guinness World Records said the four-year-old's stature was officially assessed by a vet and he was measured without shoes to ensure an accurate result. Owner Brett Masters said Hugo received a huge amount of care from a chiropractor, dentist, vet, and masseuse, meaning he lived a five-star lifestyle. Up next, sixth, from Fast Company, love from N. Moncler's playful new collection blurs industrial design and fashion. Zipped inside the new down-filled Moncler jacket from luxury outerwear brand Moncler, I'm already ready for summer to end. Within seconds, I'm also ready for a fall hike, or an early winter rain, or the brunt of a snowstorm. That's because the Moncler jacket is also a base layer for an innovative three-piece outerwear system, including a field jacket, parka, and poncho. And then, seventh, from Bloomberg Politics, Russia detains British embassy guard said to spy for Ukraine. Next, eighth, from Cointelegraph, Trezor, Bitbox warn users about fake hardware wallet security alerts. Bitbox said multiple Bitcoin companies appeared to have been targeted through a shared newsletter provider, while Trezor confirmed a breach at its email service. Hardware wallet makers Trezor and Bitbox warn users about phishing emails disguised as urgent security notices after suspected compromises involving third-party email services. On Wednesday, Trezor said its email provider had been breached and warned that a message titled Critical Security Alert, STM32 Entropy Vulnerability was fraudulent. The company urged recipients not to click any links. Up next, ninth, from Deutsche Welle, August hottest month ever recorded, says EU Monitor. August just set a new worldwide temperature record, with the average air temperature hitting 16.96 degrees C, the highest ever logged for a single month. The data, released by the EU's Copernicus Climate Change Service, shows that the previous record from July 2023 was surpassed by a clear margin. It's a stark reminder that the heat we're feeling isn't a one-off flare-up, but a trend that's been building for decades. Western Europe has been hit hard, too. The summer's relentless heat waves, droughts, and wildfires pushed the region to its hottest on record, and the Euromomo platform estimates more than 32,000 excess deaths linked to the heat. Ocean temperatures have also crept to record highs, extending a three-month streak of unprecedented warmth that threatens marine life, reefs, and coastal communities. Scientists point to human-caused climate change as the main driver. The consensus is that burning fossil fuels is the spiraling price of our modern lifestyle, and that unless we cut emissions sharply, these record-breaking months will keep coming. The UN has already warned that the 1.5 degrees C goal is no longer realistic, and the latest data only confirms what climate models have predicted for years. In short, the numbers are clear. The planet is getting hotter, the impacts are already felt, and the only way to stop the trend is to act now. The record-breaking August is a wake-up call, not a surprise. And then, 10th, from Bloomberg Top, Trump announces $5,000 to U.S. adults if GOP wins midterms. Bloomberg, the China show, is your definitive source for news and analysis on the world's second biggest economy, from politics and policy to tech and trends. Yvonne Mann and David Ingles give global investors unique insight, delivering in-depth discussions with the newsmakers who matter. Source, Bloomberg, that's the day, that's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.